Hey friends, before we dive into this episode, I just put together a brand new guide to help you start and build your web design business. For those of you who are early stagers, whether you're just starting or whether you're just having trouble getting your business off the ground, this free guide is a 10-step action plan that is a proven path to building your business successfully. We're going to cover things like what to offer and what services to provide your clients as a web designer, how to price those, and I'm even going to share some of my top tips for starting to get paying clients. I'm also going to share with you the things you need to know as a web designer to be able to charge accordingly. So you can pick up this free guide at joshhall.co/build. Again, it's a 10-step action plan. It is a proven path to starting your web design business successfully. It is definitely what I wish I had when I got started. So I'm really excited to share it with you. Pick it up today for completely free. joshhall.co/build. I'm excited to help you start and build your business.
Welcome to the Web Design Business Podcast with your host, Josh Hall, helping you build a web design business that gives you freedom and a lifestyle you love.
Welcome, friends, into episode 227, where I wanted to take an opportunity in this episode to share some news with you. And quite big news, quite honestly, for what I have going on and what's been a massive part of my life over the last 6 years. I am officially turning my free Divi Web Designers Facebook group over to a very close colleague of mine, Tim Streifler with Divi Life. And in this episode, I wanted to share with you some personal thoughts before I let you hear a conversation that Tim and I had as to why we're making this change and why I felt like Tim would be the best person to lead this community and foster it well moving forward. So I want to get into that. But first off, I want to explain just before I let you hear this conversation, kind of why I wanted to make this decision. Because I started, if you don't know, I started this free Facebook group called Divi Web Designers back in the fall of 2016. And I had no idea what it was going to become. I just thought it might be nice to have a little web design community that's focused around Divi. I also had no idea how many Divi Facebook groups were around at the time. There were like dozens and dozens of groups. But to this date, it has become the second largest and most engaged Divi Facebook group outside of Elegant Theme's main Divi support group, which is incredible. And I do not take full credit to that. Yes, I worked my ass off in the beginning. And yes, I spent every day in there. Yes, I set the precedents and did a lot of work in the first few years. But over the last couple of years, it's been completely self-sustaining. And I've done no marketing for the group. It's continued to grow. My team up to this point has been managing the member requests and taking care of any spam posts or anything like that. But it's been largely just this community that has self-sustained itself and just been such an incredible forum for amazing Divi web designers all over the world. And the reason I'm making this change, yes, I did sell the Divi Facebook group, but I am still going to be a part of it. And I'm still retaining kind of like founder status of the group. But the reason I wanted to make sure somebody else is able to manage it and help grow it and foster it is because I just have not had time. And like I said, I did a lot of work in the first few years with it, but as I've looked at it now, and as I look at where my business is heading and all the other communities I'm running right now, I'm running my web design club. I support my student center and all my students. I'm working on my mastery program, which is going to be my signature new program. And quite frankly, I have a lot of other web designers now who are outside of Divi that I'm helping grow their businesses as well. Now, I am still a Divi guy, 100%, but I wanted to make sure that I have the time to be able to support all of my students in the Divi Web Designers Facebook group. I just have not been able to have the time to devote to it. So that's why I wanted to bring somebody who I 100% trust to be able to nurture this community well and do some more trainings and build it and just make it more sustainable and just better, a better all-around experience for Divi web designers. So that's why I chose Tim Streifler. And that's why I'm excited that he chose the group to invest in and to be a part of. Now, what you'll find out in this conversation I'm about to let you in on is that nothing's going to change. The name's not going to change. The only thing that will change is that Tim is just going to be the one and his team will be managing the member requests and stuff. But the guidelines, all the posting, everything else is going to stay the same. You're just going to get way more support and a way better experience. And I'm still going to be there. I'm not leaving the group. I just, because I just have not had the time and I cannot make it a priority right now, I wanted to make sure somebody who is at the top of the Divi game, which is definitely Tim Streifler, he is the Divi man. I wanted to see if he would be interested in running it. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So without further ado, I want to let you in on this little conversation Tim and I had to expand on this. So you learn what to expect. And when you join the Divi Web Designers Facebook group, for those of you who use Divi, you will see this video when you log in. For those of you who use Divi and are not part of the group, I highly recommend joining today. Again, it's free and you'll get to see this and get to be a part of an amazing community. And for those of you listening who do not use Divi, I still think it might be interesting for you to hear what's behind a growing and thriving online community and maybe why and when sometimes you need to pivot to make sure you focus on the priority items for your business. So that's what we're going to dive into here. Enjoy this conversation with me and my man, Tim Streifler of Divi Life. Hello, Divi web designers. It is so good to see you. It's been a little while. If you're new to the group, I am Josh. I am the founder of this amazing online community. And I wanted to bring in my good friend, my close colleague, and somebody who is going to be a lot more prevalent for the Divi Web Designers Facebook group, because I wanted to let you guys know and give you some awareness about just some, not even changes, but just some difference in who's going to be kind of steering the ship here with the group moving forward. I wanted to make an official announcement that I am officially retaining kind of founder status of the group, and I'm bringing in Tim to run the group as far as the day-to-day goes. And the reason I wanted to do this is, and we'll bring Tim in here and get some thoughts and just share with you guys kind of what we have envisioned, is I'm running so many different communities right now. I just feel like, in full transparency, I just have not been able to dedicate time to the Divi Web Designers Facebook group. And I think that's a dang shame. So I was thinking, who could do a good job running this and building this effectively? And there is no one I could think of better than the man behind Divi Life, Tim Streifler. So Tim, welcome, man. Thank you so much for doing what you do. And I'm so excited about the future. I'm sure everyone's really curious to hear about what's planned and what we're thinking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. And thanks for thinking of me and wanting me to take over the group. So as Josh mentioned, I'm going to be taking over the group. And so my company, Divi Life, will be running the group. But first thing I have to say right off the bat is the group is not changing. It's going to continue to be Divi Web Designers. It's going to feel the same, look the same. The culture and community that Josh has cultivated over the last, 7 years since the group was founded?
I started it in September of 2016. So at the time of recording this, six years. Plus. Yeah.
So none of the culture and the community is going to change at all. It's not going to be a Divi Life user group or like a product pitch fest or anything like that. So everything's going to stay the same. The only thing is we might add in some live calls and maybe bring in some people and try to increase some engagement with the group. But overall, the group's not changing. So no need to fear. It's not going to become anything different than what you signed up for, essentially. And so, I've been a part of the group for basically since the beginning. And I've been an admin of the group for 4 or 5 years now. So I've been behind the scenes. And so I'm very familiar with the group, familiar with the culture and the rules and everything that Josh has established. And so we're not going to be making any drastic changes or anything. So it's going to be essentially business as usual. So just want to make that clear. Josh had an announcement too. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm still going to be an admin of the group. Yeah. It's not like I'm peace out, everybody. I'm a Divi guy for life. Divi Life with Tim. So like, again, I just couldn't think of anyone better to run the day to day of this group. And quite frankly, and in full transparency, like I mentioned earlier, I just feel like I haven't had the time recently with my courses and a membership, and I'm offering some new programs here soon. And my thought was, I care about this group so much. And I love Divi. I love the community. One thing I've personally found is that a lot of my students now coming into a lot of my different programs are using other themes. Now, I still use Divi. And I did have a thought a couple of years back that maybe since I'm getting into the business realm and people are using other themes, maybe I should just make this a general web design group. But I quickly stopped that because I realized the power of being a specific Divi Facebook group, because when people post here, the questions, the answers, the community, it's under Divi. So my thought was, to hand this off and to be able to have it in good hands, I just wanted to make sure it was somebody who was Divi centric. And I think Tim, you're really going all in on Divi and all your resources moving forward are even more centric to Divi, which I just, yeah, I'm super excited about just your vision coming to life. And again, nothing's going to change. It's just going to be better. It's better attention, better support, better everything, more trainings, more live calls, better community. So, you know, yeah. I would love to do it. I've got so many irons in the fire right now. I'm running other communities. This has just been something I haven't been able to nurture, and it needs to be watered. The grass needs to be watered in Divi Web Designers land.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, just again, everything's going to remain the same, business as usual, still going to be Divi Web Designers. It's not going to become Divi Life Product Support Group or anything like that. Josh is still going to be around. And then Josh, for those who want to hear more about your programs, and you have some really new exciting stuff coming up, how do they find you and get in touch?
Yeah, the big thing that I'm working on for next year, 2023, as the time of this video goes out, is I am creating a mastery program, a web design business mastery program. One thing I've learned over the past couple years is I've kind of dipped my toe into the business side of web design, and that's where my passion is really led to. I mean, I started with my Divi tutorials, which I think a lot of folks here have probably seen, and I still plan to do more Divi related stuff, but the core of what I'm doing is helping people grow their business. I feel like that's my niche right now. And I've been fortunate to help so many people go full time and build six figure businesses that is really what I'm honing in on. So yeah, I've got this new mastery program that's in the works. Right now I don't have anything concrete as far as when it's going to launch, but if you would like to just know more about it and get on the wait list to see what it's all about, you can go to joshhall.co/mastery. And there's no obligation. That doesn't lock you in or tie you in anything. It's simply, I'm just going to share the ins and outs of exactly what the program is going to be and when it's going to launch. So that's at joshhall.co/mastery. If you want to just get on that wait list and check that out. But yeah, that's what I'm really, really excited about. Other than that, same on my end, business as usual between my courses and everything. I'm just really excited about really going all in on this new program. And the really cool thing is now that Divi Web Designers is going to be supported and growing better than it has been, this is still going to be my channel for all my Divi stuff. So like anytime I have Divi resources or anytime I have students who use Divi, this is going to be the place that they go. So that's why I'm excited to see it thrive instead of just survive as it kind of has been right now, I feel like. But that's my problem. That was my struggle, as I wanted to do so much with it, but I just haven't had the bandwidth. So yeah, that's kind of that's the down low of my end of things. And yeah, I'm excited to, I don't know if you want to share any thoughts, Tim, about maybe some cool things you have planned or envision any visions you have for.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to reiterate, want to continue following Josh, get on his email list, joshhall.co/mastery. If you want to learn more about his mastery program, that's going to be coming out soon. And then general Divi courses and technical and then marketing courses, you can go to divilife.com/courses for that. And then as far as the group goes, as I mentioned, business as usual, but then we are going to be adding in some additional things, like doing some periodic live streams and bringing in special guests. Josh will most likely be our first special guest because he's Josh Hall and he created the group. And so basically all the things that Josh has cultivated with the culture and community over the years, we're going to continue that and just emphasize it further with some additional kind of free community building trainings and stuff like that. Maybe some AMAs, ask me anythings type of things. So Q&A as it's called. So that's basically it. Thanks for watching this video, and you'll see both of us around in the group and outside of the group and everywhere.
Tim, thanks again, man. I just want to publicly say thank you for stepping in. And again, I just can't wait to see, you know, the group has been incredible to this point. The only larger Divi Facebook group is the official Elegant Themes group. And I think that's a testament to this community and how tight knit it's been and how self-sustaining it's been. So to just see a little bit of extra support and training and education on your end of what you're going to do, this is just going to be even more powerful. So I honestly could not be more excited. I mean that. And I'm so excited to to see what it becomes and what you do, man. So yeah, I'm so excited about this, and I'm excited to kind of just be a participant in the group again too. So just to hop in the forums and have some fun.
Absolutely. And excuse my wife who just ran in the background of this recording.
That's all right. I feel like cats, babies, dogs, wives, they're all going to end up in the background as family men like ourselves. I feel like that's pretty common nowadays, right? So
absolutely. All right, everyone. Thanks so much, and take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim. Hey friends, it's Josh here. I just wanted to mention a couple quick things before you head out. First off, if you've been enjoying the show, please consider leaving a podcast review. I personally read all the podcast reviews. I love hearing your thoughts and feedback on the show, and it also really helps grow this podcast. You can do that easily if you go to joshhall.co/podcast review, and you can leave a review wherever you listen to the show. And then I also wanted to make sure you know that for all the extras on every one of these podcast episodes, you can go to joshhall.co/podcast. We have a post there for every episode, which includes full transcriptions, timestamps, and all the links and resources that we mention. So just go to joshhall.co/podcast for all the extra goodies. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode.